Some of y'all are not going to be able to handle this because y'all might be like I was. I've been stuck in a Democratic position ever since I was a little boy because I thought the Democrat was helping blacks so much. Really, it's not true. No politician helping nobody too much but themselves. And I had a vision in 2016. I was on my front porch, and God showed me that Donald Trump was going to be president, even when all the odds were, all the women was coming out on him and all that. But God showed me he was going to be president. I couldn't understand that, boy. But he showed me, he said, Donald Trump going to be president. And sure enough, he went in and became president. Okay? All right. Now, and as of now, God, how can I say this? God always can't use perfect people. I see why God put Trump in there. And when I read this letter to you that I wrote to the president, and I got an answer from him today, that don't happen. You imagine how many letters go up there? That don't happen. But I knew this one was going, he was going to answer it. Him and his wife answered it. I said to him, dear Mr. President, I've been a minister of the gospel for over 48 years and have walked with God every day. I am aware when God is speaking. I had a visitation from the Lord concerning your presidency. Mm-hmm. During the 2016 election, as I was sitting on my front porch on a rocker, the Lord said to me, I'm going to put Donald Trump in the White House for a special reason. I didn't understand it. But it happened as God said it would, as all odds were against you. God said Donald Trump is not a choice, but a decision. In my dream, they got to listen very carefully now. In my dream, Mr. President, you gave me two beautiful silk handkerchiefs. They were different colors. And as I was looking at the handkerchiefs, I was trying to figure out what suit I can use those handkerchiefs with. Then the Lord says, Donald Trump was not a choice, he was a decision. God continued to say, Donald Trump is not a Democrat or a Republican. Donald Trump was a decision. Donald Trump will confront a Republican or a Democrat to complete the mission at hand. He's a man on a mission that has the nerve and guts to make a decision. The reason our country has been hurting so long, as God has revealed, is that there were men making choices. But God needs someone to make a decision, no matter what anyone else says. They have been trying to cut Donald Trump off, but I say they can't cut him off because I'm protecting him. People from both sides have tried to put stumbling block in his way, but he is a decision. And I put down there, I'm praying for you. And they got Apostle Thompson. You addressed the letter back, Dr. Thompson. I don't know, maybe you know something. And it's from the White House. Amen. It's from the White House. Yes, his reply. I could feel some of y'all. The spirit just had that God named Star. What's Star name? Star Parker brought me to enlightenment on why God told me that on the porch. God had to deal with me and her. She's a black woman about this situation. Because we always Democrat, Republican, we fight, you know, do all this stuff. Listen to me. So you write back from the White House. You say, respond to your message. Dear Dr. Thompson, did I have doctor anywhere on that thing? Huh? What should I tell that?
I don't recall putting doctor.
No, I believe no man. Somebody up there writing no man.
Amen.
I mean, how you turn from an apostle to a doctor? Dear Dr. Thompson, thank you for your generous word of encouragement and your prayer. The firm resolve of the American people to face challenges boldly is a great blessing to our country. Our nation is experiencing a new tide of optimism and renewed faith in the American dream. I remain confident that together, with trust in God, we will continue to build a stronger and more prosperous country for future generations. I appreciate you taking the time to write. Your support means a great deal to Melina and me. Sincerely yours, Donald Trump. Now, I talked to Dr. Fall. I know some of y'all Democrats don't want to clap, but I ain't talking about no. I'm trying to school you. Parent planning, Planned Parenthood was designed to kill black folks. What the percentage was? I think it's 49. 49% of babies killed are black. The lady who was a representative said it out of our mouth. This is how we're going to get rid of black folk. Abortion is wrong. Now, why take a man like Donald Trump to say the secular world shouldn't win the spiritual world? Prayer need to get back in school. Obama was black. He ain't said that. See, some of y'all are more racist than white folks because you just go by colors. But you can't go by colors when you're going by this book. Now, you know I'm not politicking, but I just got to let you know what the Lord had revealed to Pastor. And I had to write this letter because this is the way it came to me. And I don't know if you understood the significance of the difference between a choice and a decision. See, choices, you got to go talk to a whole lot of people. That's why the church couldn't grow. Church couldn't grow because you had to go talk to a whole lot of deacons and people before you can make a decision God told you. That's why the church stayed small and couldn't go nowhere. See, somebody got to be able to make a decision no matter what nobody else say. And so, and I know it for a fact, Donald Trump ain't listening to Republican, Democrat, or nobody else. Sometime God got to hit him side of the head. Because, you know, I would say, how can God use a man, immoral, run all them women and stuff, and bestow all my eyes on that? Says, sometimes you can't get perfect people to you. Politicking. Now, some of y'all know some positive things that have been done, but you won't say it because you're still mad. But the church has been disrespected by government. Here's a wild man like Donald Trump bring more respect to the church than all them real spiritual people, y'all, say love the Lord so much, they go to church and everything. But they get in a meeting and they vote conscious. Now, what are you saying, Pastor? What are you doing? I'm not politicking, that's why I cut it off the air. I just want you to know, as a prophet of God, God had me to write this man. I told my whole family at the dining room table, I said, Donald Trump's going to be president. I mean, it wasn't no way for him to be president. Everybody was against him. But the Lord showed me that. Now, I didn't know why. Matter of fact, I didn't like it too much. I want to tell the Lord, why you showed me that? I don't need to see that. I don't know about no Donald Trump. But further down the line, the Lord showed me why he showed it to me. And some of y'all are catching it in the rapture. I see y'all faces. Some of y'all are just as upset as y'all ever could be. May the Lord help you. But But I just had to tell you what the Lord told me, you know what I'm saying? I don't care who you vote for, I don't care who you love and all that. You know, I just tell you what the Lord told me. And the reason I was able to tell you, I'm not afraid of you. Yeah, I'm a decision maker. So y'all need to look a little more, and don't wear blindness for nobody. A lot of time, people living big and keeping you small. You see, welfare is a form of slavery. It's telling you, you can't go no further. So for 50 years, you sit there and get that little cheese, that little money, and you never know, you could have been a millionaire. So when you study history, parenting plan, how you call it then? Planned Parenthood. And welfare was to keep black folk down. Yeah. Yeah. The man got to run out the back door because he don't supposed to be there. Come on, Pastor. You can have a good man going to take care of you, but he got to be run out the back door for that little Mickey Mouse check you get. Boy, y'all got y'all gun, get around me and take me. Escort me out of here. So I'm just sharing with you. I want you to pray about it. Pray about it. Don't go with the norm. Yield to the Spirit of God. Stop looking for black help. Break out. You don't have to help me because I'm black. I take my rights. You know, just stop being black. Yes, sir. Come on, sir. You got two guns? Stand on your feet. Don't you leave out here and say I said for you to vote for somebody. Don't you leave out here. I'm just trying to open your doggone eyes so you can see for yourself and not let nobody lead you like a little puppet. You just as smart as anybody else, and you can go anywhere you want to go. Whoever try to stop you, they can't stop the promises of God. I was so stupid. I was so blind. When I was a little boy, they used to pick us up to take us to vote. Give us some ticket and tell us who to vote for. $25. Loads of black folks in cars. They would pick them up and take them. I wish somebody stopped trying to pick me up now. Y'all going to come get me out. Because I'm my own man. I know what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be blind. I'm trying to get out of here, Leroy. But just don't be blind. Just don't. I'm your pastor. I'd have felt wrong if God would have revealed that to me and not say nothing to you. Just study statistics and watch the news that you're watching. They're against one another. They're playing games. They're just trying to make popularity. They're just trying to collect money. The news media say anything. Let the Holy Spirit be your news.